Good morning, everyone. It's 10:02, and I'd like to call this March 2, 2023 business meeting of the Harris County Commissioners Court to order. Commissioner Briones, if you'd please introduce our guest.
Thank you. Good morning, Judge Hidalgo. Good morning to everyone here. I am very proud and honored that today we have Pastor Michael J. Tillman. He is originally from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and Pastor Tillman says he took the first flight he could to Houston, Texas, and he arrived here just with the clothes on his back and the deep belief that God had a plan for him, and he spent the first night in Houston sleeping in the airport. Fast forward, he spent decades serving our community at the Harris County Sheriff's Office, where he protected our community for over 30 years. After retirement, Pastor Tillman earned his Bachelor of Religious Counseling and a Doctorate of Theology and Religious Education in 2015 and 2019, respectively, and he began ministering at the New Testament Baptist Church in the Fifth Ward in Houston. And in 2020, he found the Ebenezer Community of Faith Church, where he serves as CEO and senior pastor. He is a thought leader, a spiritual advisor, a friend, a mentor, an inspiration, and he helps bridge the cultural divides with his relational armchair dialogues in the community. And he's encouraged people of very diverse backgrounds to face life's challenges with integrity, courage, and purpose. And today we have a true servant leader leading us in prayer today. And he also, I want to add, is the member of the Baptist Ministers Association of Houston and Vicinity, Northwest Ministers Alliance, and Northeast Ministers Coalition. He has been happily married for 30 years, and he's the father of three children and a proud grandfather as well. So with that, Pastor Tillman, if you would please lead us in prayer. Thank you for being here, and thank you for your decades of service.
To the Honorable County Judge Lena Hidalgo and the Commissioner's Court members, my friend Commissioner Leslie Briones, and all family members and staff, I am deeply happy to be here this morning. I hereby want to thank my God that you have given me privilege to stand before you as one so undeserving, but humbly submitting, and I just want to say thank you. I am, I would normally have my wife in attendance with me. She's my backbone. But today she's in East Texas taking care with her sisters of their 98-year-old mother. And so she's a servant also, but I'm truly indeed glad to be here, and I thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we seek thee for many reasons, and now come this day in which we live, a day of social reconstruction and spiritual awakening. Hear us this morning and allow us to be sensitive to the spiritual values of life while facing the social problems, yet given this local governing body sound judgment to resurrect a formidable solution. The efficacy of this body of men and women from various dimensions of life, tender yet raw, lies precisely in that which is not rational, philosophic, nor external. Its efficacy lies in the unforeseen, the miraculous, and the extraordinary. Dear Lord, as spoken before through the catalyst of an era, help us to remember the value of time, the success of perseverance, the pleasure of working, the dignity of simplicity, the worth of character, the power of kindness, the influence of example, the obligation of duty, the wisdom of economy, the virtue of patience, the improvement of talent, the joy of originating. And according to the validity of the scripture, the testimony of the Lord is sure. Thou knowest what is best for us. Let this or that be done as thou shalt please. Give what thou wilt and how much thou wilt and when thou wilt. My Lord, my God, when we stand or on the precipice of time, leaning not to our own understanding, but in all our ways right now solemnly depending on you. So may you fashion a covering over this assembly of people gathered here in this sanctuary today. I pray that you would bless this body of Harris County Commissioners Court members with righteous indignation to conclude any matter, the treasury of reasoning in all efforts to gain the trust of every citizen of this great county, Harris, the state of Texas. Now, Lord, bless County Judge Lena Hidalgo. Bless Commissioner Rodney Ellis. Bless Commissioner Adrian Garcia. Bless Commissioner Tom Ramsey. And Lord, I ask that you cover newly elected Commissioner Leslie Briones with much favor and grace as I invoke the names before your throne with wisdom and knowledge beyond measure. Now may they continue to walk with you daily as they journey onward, forgetting the storms of yesterday while walking by faith, not by sight. So thank you, Lord, for at the closing hour of the day, we ask after all is done, you are pleased. We ask for the blessed assurance of each commissioner's court member, their families and staff, that you will continue to protect, guide, and deliver them all from any spirit of unrighteousness. And may you find favor in each member as they press on to do your will for the betterment of Houston, Harris County, Texas, as deemed right. So thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Now unto him, the author and finisher of our faith, glory and majesty, the God in whom I call and recognize as the I am, may you rest, rule, and abide henceforth with all of us until all is gathered again in fervent prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. I believe we have no speakers signed up today, is that correct? We've got 5 items on today's agenda, all of which are routine and in accordance with the updates to the business court policies that we approved at the January 31st meeting. If anyone would like to discuss any of these 5 items, let us know, and we'll place them on the regular May 14th court agenda so that all members can participate in the discussion. Hearing no discussion, is there a motion to approve items 1 through 4?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ellis, second by Commissioner Ramsey. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. That concludes the business for today. Thank you all so much. It's 10:10 and this meeting is now adjourned.